Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. As Iranians search for freedom, Heart for Iran helps point them to Christ. Then another look at how the global church can stand today with persecuted believers. We'll unpack that in a few moments. But first, it's been over 2 weeks since Israel's October 26 missile strikes on Iran in response to Iran's October 1 missile attack. Israel's new defense minister, Israel Katz, stated Monday that Iran's nuclear sites are especially vulnerable now. What will happen next? Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran shares what their team is hearing from Iranians today.
They are actually hopeful and happy for the strike. People are so tired of this current regime that they're looking at any political person, country, anything that will destroy this regime and set the people free.
Crippling inflation makes daily life extremely difficult for Iranians. Heart for Iran reaches into the country on social media and satellite TV. They have seen a 35% increase this month in first-time callers to their 24/7 call center.
Once, you know, people have nowhere to go, they are going to call us for help and prayer. Iranians really believe in prayer.
Pray for spirit-led conversations that bring more Iranians to hope and peace in Christ.
We explain to them what is the true freedom, that we are actually free, that's only found in Jesus Christ. The current situation is really hard for the people inside the country. My team and the counseling center, we are always praying for them.
Find more insights and prayer points in the full report at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes in Lebanon are leaving deep scars on the most vulnerable. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon.
The ones who suffer the most are children. Children who ache silently, suffer quietly. You look and see it on their faces, and you can imagine the terror, the fear, the disbelief of all that's going around them.
Since October 2023, at least 3,100 people have been killed in Lebanon. 1.2 million people are estimated to be displaced. In the midst of this, the Heart for Lebanon team is trained to work with children and share encouragement in whatever time they have together. On one recent outreach, the team noticed a 15-year-old Muslim girl who trembled at any loud noise. It turns out she had nearly been killed by shelling while out in the fields. Her little sister held her hand and told her Bible stories that she had learned in Heart for Lebanon's Sunday school.
It was just beautiful to see a younger sister helping her older sibling cope with fear, quoting the Bible.
Would you partner with Heart for Lebanon in this ministry to kids? Pray that the Middle East will have its eyes open to Jesus, the true source of peace.
This conflict, even if it ends today, the emotional and spiritual pain would last for at least a generation.
And finally, followers of Jesus have been persecuted for their faith since his crucifixion, but persecution didn't start there. From the time of Cain and Abel, those who obey God have met with suffering and even death. Voice of the Martyrs Canada supports persecuted Christians and helps them to remain firm in their faith. Stephen Wesley explains their needs today.
Where there's persecution, it's primarily for the reality of their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Persecution is more common and severe in some areas of the world, but it is a shared experience of all disciples of Jesus.
We have to recognize that if I'm going to look like Jesus in the world, all those who live bodily in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
So how do we respond and support fellow Christians enduring persecution? Wesley says we can start with prayer.
We need to pray for unity. We need to love one another as Christ has loved us.
Jesus gave this same command to his disciples the night before he was crucified.
The world is looking at us. They are hearing our message, but then they're saying, am I seeing in your activity the reality of what you're teaching?
Find out more ways you can pray for and support persecuted Christians in our full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.